Get on the line with us right now. 865-200-5402. That's 865-200-5402. Or hit us up on Twitter at Tony Basilio. Now, here's your host of the Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. The man who's been keeping it real for ball fans for almost a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tony Basilio.
That is me, TB, your king, your MC. The Volunteers roll today to improve to 3-0 on the year. Tennessee, don't look now. It's a 28-19 win over Ohio in a game that was much harder. And again, Mike DeBoard's theme song and Tennessee's theme song this year is I Can't Tell You Why. It's going to be a long, fun afternoon today. Let's go through some of the numbers, and then we'll look at some of the injuries, some of the other stuff surrounding this team. If you want to get on the line with us, 865-200-5402 is our number. We'll get some scores for you of some of the games that are in progress and all that good stuff. This, ladies and gentlemen, was a really crazy football game, okay? I mean, let's just face the facts. You just don't know. College football today. Honk, honk, if you had that game going into the fourth quarter, a couple-point football game. Honk if you had Florida State today getting 58 put on them, last time I checked. I mean, Nicholls State last week. At Georgia. Honk if you saw that. Honk if you saw Miami doing what they did. Look, it's college football. Period. Period. And Butch Jones made the point on the SEC Network postgame that Tennessee right now is decimated with injuries. And there is just, there's just no denying that that's true. But what we do here is they play the game, and we talk about it. We're going to take calls from all over the United States of America, all over the world. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402 is our number. Again, 865-200-5402. Alabama, Ole Miss underway. We're going to get all this, ladies and gentlemen. Dubsy Smith will be by later on. We'll have some other guests on the show as well. Doc Sinclair will be in, Jerry Colquitt, and our full list of folks will be in with us later on. Cam Sutton, knee, lower extremity injury of some kind. Who knows? Who knows? And then you have Baylen Buchanan, who I thought played admirably in his stead today. Hey, Reed and Smith are really good wide receivers from Ohio. Smith kid's a great player. He really is. So we've got a lot to get to today. I mean, in one spate, Tennessee loses Sutton, then they lose Sapp, and then McDowell gets banged up on a special teams play. And Justin Martin, who was undressed to start the day, got dressed. I mean, that's the kind of day it was. You had Danny O'Brien laying on the ground at one point today. What I liked about what Tennessee did today, and then we'll go to the phones, is the defense finished that game at the end the way it's supposed to look. Derek Barnett, it's nice to call his name. It's nice to call his name again. It's nice to call his name. Got a lot to talk about. I want to remind you of a couple things before we go to the phones. I'm not going to tell you how to think. I'm not into that. Never have been. It's not my style. Tennessee's 3-0. Iowa today had an embarrassing result in their building. The same week they gave a raise and extension to a head coach that God knows doesn't need a raise and an extension. Florida State got throttled today. They were supposed to be one of the best teams in college football. Tennessee this year is, through three games, somehow winning football games. I don't know how the hell they're doing it. I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know how they're doing it. But they're doing it. The real season begins right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. I'll tell you this right now. I'm convinced of this. If this was 2 years ago, Tennessee's probably 1-2 in their first three games with the way we've played. Probably 1-2. It is a good sign. It is a good sign that Tennessee's 3-0. It's a better sign that Ole Miss is up 6-0. Today, we are all Ole Miss. All of us are cheaters. All of us are cheating today. While evoking a little bit of Christianity, like their head coach does, and cheating and saying God bless you. It's awesome, man. Let's go to the phones. Chad Kelly's a special player. We're going to get as many people in here as humanly possible. Numbers can be deceiving. You ready for some numbers that are deceiving in today's game? Josh Dobbs in today's game, 19 of 27, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns, a 150 quarterback rating. Numbers can be deceiving. All offseason I said that if Josh Dobbs doesn't get a little bit better, Tennessee's not going to Atlanta, and I'm not sure he's a little bit better right now. Now I know it makes one of my partners here, Bino, very angry when I say that, and it makes other people angry. I speak it as I see it and always have. Josh Dobbs is not getting better. It's a completely different game today if he hits number 3 in the end zone on that pass that every other quarterback in college football completes. And you know that's true. Tennessee's got to turn him loose in the next 4 weeks and hope his body holds up. Got to turn him loose. Got to turn him loose. Number 3 has raised his level to a championship level on that offense. Who else has? Number 1 is a championship level player. Hurd is a number 1 level player. Hurd is so damn good. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. We'll take them as we got them. We'll take them what they're given because we're working for a living here on your Smartway Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction. My name is Tony Basilio. After each game, we talk about it here. The rest of the folks are playing commercials and are boring you to death and are giving you the company line and the spin. And we're calling it right down the middle here, celebrating the wins with the fans today and looking ahead to Florida Week, which begins right now. Bring it on. Everybody on my Twitter timeline today, bitching and moaning, we're going to get killed by Florida. Really? Really? We're a touchdown and a half favorite. Tennessee has a better football team than they do. This ain't Steve Spurrier's Florida. Get over yourselves. I don't care how bad our offensive line is. I don't care. Look. If y'all want to be trauma bonded and sit around and play Florida's little sister every year, then go for it. I'm sick of that. To me, I'm holding out hope that this football team is going to be energized come next week. Can I ask you something? And then we'll go to the phones. Mike DeBoard, how was he last year in the Florida game? I don't know. You know why I don't know? Because Josh Dobbs was otherworldly. That's why. Josh Dobbs needs to re-emerge. This whole team looks like they are asleep, and it's pissing me off. I know they're 3-0. This whole team needs to wake the hell up. And this town does. It's Florida week. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402, presented by our friends at Smartway and your Garza Law Firm. We got the Moosehead Moose of the Week coming up here in a little bit. Performance Medicine Top Performer of the Week. Survive and advance, Bombino. Survive and advance. To the phones we go. 865-200-5402. If a line ever becomes available, you can get in with us for the next 3 solid hours. We got it. Let's get in here and get our next, our first call in on your Smartway Garza Law Firm 5th quarter fan reaction. Welcome in.
That's what I'm talking about, Tony Basilio. Let's get a little fired up. It's Florida week, baby.
It's Florida week. It is officially here.
So we're going to lose short wearing homos. Be my guest, but I won't be one of them. Let's get Tyler Byrd over on defense. Let's start hitting some people.
Tyler,
I really enjoyed watching that kid.
I agree. It was nice seeing Tyler Byrd out there. He's going to be quite a weapon.
You got me fired up, buddy.
I'll tell you what, we got some interesting young players on that football team. It hasn't come together, I'm not quite sure.
I'll be interested to see if it does come together with some of these new kids. I mean, some of the young, like the Simba type kid. I mean, it's Baylen Buchanan, it's Ray Buchanan's boy. You know, I'm expecting big things out of him, and I think today he showed us that, you know, a glimpse of what his ceiling is, which is, you know, way out there. I thought he handled himself real well for just getting thrust out there.
Yeah.
I still think they ought to maybe think about if Sutton's out, gone for the year, they really ought to look at moving Tyler Byrd back over to secondary.
Yeah,
he's got the speed to make up ground and make up a mental mistake.
You know what was really interesting today is that Baylen Buchanan comes in for Sutton, and he's not the guy they're picking on. They're picking on Mosley today.
Well, yeah.
They're not picking
Mosley's
on
not
Buchanan.
Not as good as Baylen Buchanan. He's not the same league as Buchanan and Byrd as far as playing secondary. I mean, those guys are out of where. Buchanan's out of Georgia. And Tyler Byrd, if I'm not mistaken, is out of Miami-Dade, which is usually, you know, a veritable fountain of defensive backs. So you can just go point, close your eyes and point at those kids. I don't know. I'm enthused. I was good seeing Cortez McDowell get back in there. The only negative thing I'll say on the way out the door, I know you get a ton of callers. Tell me, why is Jalen Reese-Maybin on special teams?
I don't know. I said it 3 weeks ago, and I'm going to say it again. When you're that thin at linebacker, your linebackers that are frontline guys do not need to be playing special teams. If you want to put Bates out there on special teams, let him go out there and run around. Some of the backup backs on special teams, let him go out there and run around. You do not need Jalen Reeves-Maybin, God forbid, who has ice on his shoulder right now because he's playing special teams. It doesn't make any sense.
Tony, when Butch Jones can turn his head and watch one of his best players on his defense, Darren Kirkland Jr., walk by not only in a walking boot, but on crutches.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'll tell you something.
Doesn't make any sense.
No sense at all, but hey, on the way out the door,
yeah.
Shy Tuttle's another guy who's playing like a champion.
He is. It's
a
great point,
brother.
Thank you. Shy Tuttle, we got to make a list of the guys who are playing like champions. Shy Tuttle's one of them. We'll go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. The injury list in today's game, guys that got nicked up, banged up. Of course, you know about Lewis, O'Brien, Sapp, Jalen Reeves-Maybin, Sutton, Martin, and Foreman was suspended for today's game. Hey, listen, it's a 2-point game there. You're scared to death. We could have lost that game. They were 0 for 26. 0 for 26 coming in. Let's go back to our phones. Against, what do you call yourself? A Power 5 team. That's their number all time against Power 5. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in. Oh,
hey,
no, top 25. Against top 25 teams. I'm sorry. That's Ohio's all-time record. Hello to our caller. Welcome in.
Hey, Mark in Columbus here.
Hey, Mark. Welcome in, buddy.
I couldn't, I was listening on the radio and they said, Reeve Maven got hurt. So you're going to take the best player at the position you had the least depth at and play him on special teams? I mean, I didn't get it.
I said that a couple weeks ago, and somebody told me that's the reason why we're so good on special teams, because we're playing those frontline guys. But my point is, at some time, you've got to look at it and go, hey, wait a second here. What are we doing? You know, wait a second. I mean, we can't get this kid hurt. I mean, we have got to protect him as much as possible.
I don't understand, with all these big-time recruiting classes Butch has accrued, where is the depth? Now, I understand today was kind of abnormal with the number of injuries, but why don't we have 5-6 linebackers that can play at an SEC level? Why don't we have 8 or 9 offensive linemen that are SEC caliber? We have maybe 5 linemen. Give this to Fulmer. Fulmer was what he was, but he believed in strong line of scrimmage play, and he made pretty darn sure, at least in his prime, that we were the most physical team in the league up front.
Yeah, but later in his
tenure, out of people.
Yeah, but later in his tenure, his lines weren't very good. I mean, get real.
We knocked the hell out of people.
In the mid-90s, yes.
But they had some studs there in the early 2000s,
but on his losing teams, offensive line was a problem.
I don't understand. I think Kiffin's offensive line with the Solis twins is better than this one.
I think that's correct to this point.
At least better coach. Maybe they're better coach. I just think the scheme's terrible.
Well, the scheme is really bad.
It's finesse Cincinnati football. That works in the AAC. It doesn't work in this league. I'm sorry.
To me, it only works when you have Nick Marshall under center at Auburn, or you have Tim Tebow at Alabama. It does not work with an average quarterback.
And Tony, the Urban Meyer offense is a spread, but don't kid yourself. It's a power run offense.
Okay.
They hammer it between the tackles here at Florida and here at Ohio State. It's power run game city. Physical offensive line play, driving you off the ball. They're not pulling guards and tackles, zone blocking left every single play. It's physical. They out-physical you. I haven't seen Tennessee out-physical a team yet. And to be honest, and I know this is going to sound like, you know, really big, the Virginia Tech game turned because they fumbled a snap deep in their own end.
Correct.
Okay, the biggest play of the year for Tennessee is an opponent's fumbled snap. Does that
play
anything?
Colorado's
up 14-0 on Michigan.
Well, hang on a second. One of the biggest plays in 98 was what?
Clint Sterner's fumble.
You got it.
But there were a lot of big plays in 98.
The point is, today, Tennessee put the ball on the ground 4 times and lost how many of them? None. That's how you win championships.
And I honestly thought this game was going to win. This game went about how I thought it was going to go. You have, other than when Louisville goes to Marshall next week, this might be the national sandwich game of the year.
Totally agree.
Battle Bristol last week, and the biggest Tennessee game in a decade next week. So I expected this.
Totally agree. I didn't expect the Vols to schlag around the way they did, look as ugly as they did. The thing that concerns me, and we'll go through this later on, is our special teams play right now. People are talking about the veterans playing on special teams. Our special teams play, for whatever reason, under Butch Jones for the first time since he's been here, is troubling how uneven it's been. Troubling. And today, that whole exchange with the field goal and the punt, and I mean, you got to get a timeout there. I mean, you got to manage that. And here's what they did. They were going to punt, and then they decided to rush the field goal team on, which is what they did. And Mark, with 10 seconds left, or no, about 12, 13 seconds, they get out there on the field. Then they rush to get lined up. You're rushing your kicker to kick a field goal. It's really kind of out of his range. Take a timeout there. Talk about it. Decide, is this what we really want to do? And let everybody breathe for a second. But
I find his offense and his special teams to be highly disorganized a lot of the time. Offensively, when they approach the line of scrimmage, they're all looking around at each other like, what do we do? What do we want? Like, it just doesn't look like any kind of cohesion there. Now I'm going to get to a little bit of positives.
Please.
The defensive line is as good as advertised.
No question.
They're beating people up. They've got studs across the board. I think the secondary is as good as advertised. I think they're playing very well. But linebacker and offensive line are major concerns. Major. I think the wide receivers are better than I thought they were, too. I'll give them credit there. But the defensive line is playing great. I'll give that. They are better than advertised.
And you know what? The bottom line on today's game, too, is I give Tennessee credit for going with the restructured look on the offensive line and trying something. They come out of that Virginia Tech game, and they could have said, you know what? We got a big win, blah, 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 blah. We put it together in the second and third quarter. No. They said, Kendrick's our left tackle. Left guard's Robertson. We're going to throw Wiseman at center. We're going to put Jack Jones at right guard. And we're going to take Coleman Thomas and put him back out there at tackle, even though, in all fairness to him, because he got beat a couple times pretty badly today, he comes out of that Tech game with not one bad injury in his ankle. He's got two bad ankles. And Drew Richmond is back to the bench, and now Tennessee waits to get a little healthier in their offensive line for the teeth of the schedule, and we hope they can do that. But Mark and Colombo, thank you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Good talking to you. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402 is you have that Alabama Ole Miss game on, which is now 7-3. Let me give you some other scores, and then I have a young guy that I'm breaking into the business who's going to get some scores a little later on. Here are some of the finals from the noon games, and then we'll go through some of the numbers and the calls. We continue all that. And this is commercial break free all day long, presented by our friends at SmartWay, online at say it, know it, write it down, gosmartway.net, and the Garza Law Firm. Also, we're available today in Periscope, at TonyBasilio.com, and on your Tony Basilio app, tell a friend. And we're here till whenever. Noon finals. Clemson over South Carolina State, 59-0. Thank you very little. You get me some of the scores in progress. Louisville, 63-20 over Florida State. Get you some of that. And yes, I'm editorializing right now. North Dakota State, 23. College Jeff Fisher, 21. I am convinced that Kirk Ferentz has naked pictures on the world. Proving to you what college football is. Because it's crazy. Okay? Somebody asked me earlier in the week, you don't have Michigan as one of the elite teams in college football. They're losing to Colorado right now 14-0. They're not one of the elite teams in college football. Ohio State is an elite team in college football that plays in that league. Michigan is not. Now, Michigan might beat them at the end of the year, whatever. But in my book, they're not one of the elite teams of college football. Wisconsin, showing you what college football is today, slogs around and holds on against Georgia State 23-17. And this just in, Byron 865 tells me Louisville has just scored to go up 70-20. Oh, I'm just kidding. 63-20 final. And finally, my buddy Dale Jones, they had a long day today. Number 25, Miami, rolls to App State in front of a sold-out crowd and takes care of business the way Tennessee should have taken care of business, 45-10. And we'll get to some of the scores in progress here in a little bit. I've got to give you a couple numbers here from today's game. I already told you about Dobbs and his 150 quarterback rating that he had today. For Tennessee in today's game, a game they win 28-19. Here are your final numbers. Tennessee, 404 total yards, 201 rushing yards, 203 passing yards. The Vols committed 9 penalties in the game for 94 yards, 23 first downs for the Vols today, 7 of 14 on third down for Tennessee today, 69 total plays for our Volunteers today, 5.9 average yard per play for our Volunteers today, 4 of 4 in the red zone were our Volunteers today, and Tennessee had the ball for 29 minutes, 36 seconds, committing one turnover. Our opponent had 0 points off turnovers. Tennessee fumbled the ball, I said 4 times earlier, they fumbled the ball 5 times, and they lost how many? I'll see how good you are. How many did Tennessee lose today? None. That's how you win games. That's how you win games. That's how you win That's how you win games. You see, Virginia Tech is a loser because they fumble the ball and their opponent gets it. Liberty got it in the week 1, and Tennessee got it in week 2. Tennessee's winning games because they're committing these turnovers, and I don't know if they're living on borrowed time. I don't even pretend to know. But I know this. Winners create breaks and take advantage of others' turnovers. Losers fumble the ball and don't get it back. So far, Tennessee this year is charmed. They are charmed. And Tennessee in the game with 4 tackles for loss. Dobbs, I've already told you, 19 of 27, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception. Kamara today for Tennessee, 11 attempts, 67 yards, along a 35 average, 6.1 yards per carry. Hurd today in the game, 15 attempts, 61 yards, with a touchdown. Dobbs carried the ball 14 times, 59 yards, rushing an average of 4.2 yards per carry. Kelly looked looked rather spry today. 2 carries for 14 yards. Tennessee receiving. Malone today, 5 receptions, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he could have had 4 touchdowns. You see, Josh Dobbs had a pretty impressive stat line, but he could have had an excellent stat line if he'd have hit him twice when he was open. And that's what it's going to take going forward. That's the bottom line. Going forward, that's what it's going to take. Kroom, 3 receptions, 54 yards. Williams, 3 receptions, 25 yards. And Williams had a ball bounce off of him that resulted in an interception. Can't happen next week. Jennings continues to play well. 3 receptions, 24 yards. Bird, 2 receptions. Great to see him in the game at the end. 2 receptions for 15 yards. Kamara, 2 receptions, 9 yards. Wolf, 1 catch, 7 yards. Accounting for Tennessee's 19 receptions for 203 yards. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vols victorious. Enter 3-0 now in the season. And let's go back to our phones as we get as many folks in here as humanly possible. 865-200-5402. And let's get our next call. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tone, it's Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Tone, I don't know. I got a couple of things to get to, but I've got to just not listen to Butch Jones ever. They caught him after the game and asked him what he thinks when he hears his next team, his next opponent's name, Florida, and he says it's just the next opponent on the schedule. I mean, I know he knows better than that, but I don't know why he can't just say, huge game, we got to get this one. He's just not going to do it.
You know, what would you like him? What do you want him to say there? Our fan base is so traumatized. He's not going
to
be.
I don't like to be lied to.
Tell me what you'd like him to say. And I'm not picking at you, but what would you like him to say?
It's a huge game. We got to get this one. We own one. We let it slip away last year. I mean, just own it. But I've just got to learn not to listen to the guy, because I can't. He just rubs me the wrong way with all his slogans and whatnot. But anyway, we're 3-0. It's been ugly as anything, but we're winning. And you know, you may be on to something with the geofiscal year of the Vols, because we've not gotten this many breaks in years. I mean, it's the ball just seemed to bounce where it needed to bounce for us today, and with Virginia Tech. Watching that offense, though, it's painful for me a lot of times. It is just painful. I really wish Hurd could get just one more block. You know, I feel like he's, I don't know if it feels like this to you, but it just feels like he is doing it all on his own.
That individual effort he had, that run there early in the fourth quarter, was vintage Hurd. You know, we were talking on Twitter. Wouldn't it be nice, and I know they're not going to do this, and I'm not picking at our coaching staff, I'm not, but wouldn't it be nice if they just, when DeBoard came down here, and he's been here a year and a half now, wouldn't it have been nice, Chad, if they would have gone with some sort of I formation, just every once in a while, show your opponent that?
I think with as hard as he runs, if he had a lead blocker, I mean, it would almost be an automatic 5 yards. I mean, the guy has just an unbelievable, how hard he hits it and the way he can drive people back and his effort. I mean, the guy's doing most of it on his own. I'd love to see him have a lead blocker. I've just had to accept that our offense is what it is, and we'll hit some big plays and here and there, but it really just, if we're going to be successful, Dobbs has to be able to run it and get free some and just make some plays. It boggles my mind how when he can sit back there and have a decent amount of time and he can't, his accuracy is just terrible. And then other times when somebody's in his face and he just swings it, he's right on the money. I mean, there was one first down conversion where he had somebody right in his face and just threw a bullet right in, I think it was Kroon's hand. But, I don't know. I'm happy we won, and I saw this kind of being a tough game, but, they're hard to watch for me.
Oh, I don't think you're alone in that at all. I think most people would categorize this team right now as pretty unfun to this point, and not what we expected. Not what we expected to this point. Now, you know what? I'm going to hold out hope that the geophysical year of the Volunteers is upon us. And for those who don't understand what I'm talking about, this is our year. This is it. This floor, I mean, I hate to tell Butch Jones this. He doesn't win this game coming up 1 week from Saturday. When we're on here roughly 1 week from Saturday plus about 4 hours, and we're not talking about a Tennessee victory, if I were him, I'd make plans for the year after next, because they won't be in Knoxville. I can promise you that.
Hey, Tom, one more thing, and I'm out of here. I do hold out hope. I don't think we've really been up for any of our ball games this year, and I think maybe, you know, that this, if they're not, they'll have to be up for that Florida game. I mean, they should be sky high for that Florida game.
Yeah, how can you? Yeah.
So maybe we really just haven't seen, I sure hope we haven't seen their best football yet.
No, God, this team hasn't even gotten, I mean, this team hasn't played to its level even close to that, have they?
I mean, I hope not. But right now, I would say they look worse than the way they started last year. Even though they had the losses last year, they just don't look as good to me.
No, they don't look good. They don't look good at all. But you know what? They saved some of their best stuff last year for that stretch drive. And the weirdness at Alabama continues. They just fumbled a ball into the hands of Ole Miss. And here goes a back all the way down to the Alabama 19 with a return. And I love it! Because that's how you play in big games. See, here's the deal. Alabama now has an opponent that's in their head the way Florida's in our head. And Alabama is making un-Alabama mistakes. The running back just coughs a ball up here. Does he fumble? Let's see. Or is he down? I think that's a, oh, that's Hurts that fumbled that. I think he's down. Watch him go down here. He's down. Hate to tell you. Ground force the fumble. That's not gonna, that's coming back. Hey, thank you, Chad. I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't believe that, I believe that'll come back. Vernon Gary will talk about it. Vernon will cackle for about 10 minutes. And then they'll get back to business. 865-200-5402 is our number. Tennessee today, Cam Sutton, Reeves Maben, Corte Sapp, Danny O'Brien left the game, came back. Marquell Osborne left the game, never came back. Justin Martin started the game in street clothes, and they asked him to go get dressed, according to the television broadcast. Josh Smith was out. Malik Foreman was serving a suspension of some kind. We survived and advanced today against Ohio. Russell Smith, welcome in, brother. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Your drive. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Obviously, it's good to be 3-0. It's the first time since 2004 that Tennessee's been in that position.
Celebrate.
I'm not as down on the effort as some people are. I mean, yeah, the offensive line is kind of a disaster right now. I think when with all the injuries with Kirkland, JRM, and Sutton out, Tennessee's defense has suddenly gotten slow. That was a Dooley defense we saw out there. And there's, I mean, not taking anything away from the kids. I mean, that's just where they are. They don't have a lot of depth. You know, you said Foreman was suspended today. We didn't see Martin. I mean, those guys have, you can't throw Baylen Buchanan out there next week, can you? I mean, I think.
I thought he did a nice job today. The guy they picked on was Mosley, and Smith had a huge day. And here's my question. If I'm watching that game from an Ohio standpoint, and then we'll go to the phones. If I'm watching that game from an Ohio standpoint, 9 receptions, 156 yards for him, and he had those numbers basically going into the fourth quarter. Why'd they go away from that? That just doesn't make any sense. You've got two kids out there. I'm forcing them to make plays. That guy was a pro, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's, hey, you look at it, and I never had delusions of grandeur coming into this season in the first place.
Right.
I thought Tennessee could win the East. I thought, and if you get there, you know, maybe you can luck into the playoff. But I never thought that we were one of the 4 or 5 best teams in college football anyway.
Right.
And when I look at the SEC East right now, and I see Florida farting around with UMass in the first game.
Yep.
Georgia almost getting beat by Nicholls State.
Yep.
Yeah, Tennessee has been super sloppy, and they have major problems, but they're still just as good as anybody in this division.
And the bottom line is, it's all in front of the Vols.
Sure.
And the best football for this team is yet to be played. I believe that. And the Florida team they're going to see next week, Russell, everybody just wants to kiss Florida's ass, and it's getting on my nerves. No, I'm serious. I'm really sick of it because it's like, that's all I'm hearing is, well, what are they, the 85 Bears? They're an average college football team in an average division full of average football teams. And by the way, we're one of them. We're kind of an average team with some really good pieces, but we're banged up. So we're going to come in next week a little bit on that side. Georgia is an average team.
And the rest of the division is garbage.
Garbage. So, it's garbage.
Yeah, I mean, Florida's nothing special. My question about this next week is the same as it has been for 5 or 6 years now. Does Tennessee believe they can beat those guys?
That's right.
They're just as good. I mean, on paper, you know, it's fine.
Right.
You know, I don't think McElwain is some strategic genius with a huge decided schematic advantage over Butch Jones. Mm-hmm. Tennessee gets the game at home. I mean, everything stacks up in Tennessee's favor, but it's just a mentality. Florida's in our heads. They've been there for a long time now, and I don't know that Tennessee believes they can win next week.
Tennessee throws it on the ground today 5 times. They put it on the ground 5 times.
And got them all back.
And got them all back. Now, I would say to you that Mike DeBoard, the human yeast roll, has to be concerned when he thinks about that number. The ball was on the ground way too many times today. And Tennessee's special teams was uneven mm-hmm. at best today. That has to get tightened up. But again, a win's a win. And I'm with you. We need perspective on here. I'm going to let the callers go nuts. Let the callers go nuts if they want to. Mr. Potato Head next week's got to concentrate for 60 minutes up there in that booth. And he has lapses. Tennessee runs more offensive plays, Russell, that go nowhere than anybody you'll see. And they've got to quit throwing that damn screen, that thing out, whatever they're doing with Kamara. Get that out of your playbook.
And you mentioned DeBoard. Breaking news today, Tony. Tennessee announces DeBoard is not coming down for the press box for post-game press conference today. He's just going to stay there all week long to prepare for the Florida game. 7 days in the press box, Mike DeBoard. Somebody send him some soap.
Wow.
Might be kind of stinky up there.
I used to love Mr. Potato Head. It was a great game. Why Smartway? Go smartway.net online. See why we're different. 7 distinct advantages from the smart payment solution that you're going to get. Simple approval process, locally owned and operated, 2% in-store cash credit, loyalty rewards, no credit checks. Smart Way, ladies and gentlemen, everything for your home where you pay your way, all the great brand names at Smart Way. Love my man Mike DeBoard. The guy loses focus 3 or 4 times in every game, and I'm the same way. DeBoard needs to go on the campus and borrow some Ritalin from some of the students. I understand it's a recreational drug,
but
of choice,
I mean,
right now.
That's nothing different from when Bajakian was here.
No doubt about
this
it.
This is Butch Jones's offense. I have a theory, real quickly. I know we
then we'll go to the phones. Yeah.
I believe Butch Jones, they like to change tempos so much. Mm-hmm. He says they have 4 tempos. They mm-hmm. have really fast, moderate fat, like regular,
absurd.
And then it used to be you had 3 tempos. You had your hurry up, your regular offense, and your slow down. And you ran your regular offense the entire game, and you would run hurry up or slow down at the end of the half, depending on whether you're ahead or behind. Mm-hmm. I feel like because Tennessee switches tempos constantly throughout the game so much, that the players have a hard time, you know, what are we doing now? Are we going fast? Are we going slow? Are we going super slow? Are we going super fast? Like, and it changes from series to series throughout the entire game instead of just towards the end of the halves. And I think that prevents them from getting in rhythm. You saw it happen again today. They come right out, right down the field and score. Pretty good offense in the first half, and suddenly they go into a funk for 2 quarters.
Because they're always switching tempos.
Just a theory.
I like it. I mean, it makes as much sense as anybody. Let's go back to our phones. So, Griffith misses a field goal, and it hurts at Alabama. Still 7-3. To our phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, 5th Quarter Fan Reaction. Hello, welcome in. Yes. Okay. Do this again. Hello, welcome in. Okay, let's get our next call in. Am I up here? I think I'm up. Let's get our next call. Hello and welcome in.
I heard the beep.
All right. Welcome in. How you doing?
Hey, man. This is Greg at Tennessee Sports. I'm down in Columbia, Tennessee. Several times.
Welcome in, brother. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, I'm happy with the win. We've got 3 wins, and I am ecstatic over that, finally. We can be a team undefeated into Florida. And I've got a sneaking suspicion. I'm going to make all us ball fans happy, folks. Earlier caller said it was hard for him to watch Tennessee last few games. Well, I'm the same way. Today was one of those games. Hard to watch. I almost got up and got out in the car and left, but I stayed. I think, and I've got a suspicion, I don't know, I might be just kind of grasping from thin air. But I'm thinking, you know, they had a couple of those hurry-up series that you mentioned, and they stopped them.
Right.
I think when Florida comes, they're going to have to hurry up the entire game. I think they'll have plays that nobody's seen. Our wide receivers will be the main guys out there. We've been fussing about them not throwing enough to. This next four-game stretch, we're going to see a different volunteer team.
Well, Cam Sutton, according to Butch Jones, out for an extended amount of time.
Ugh.
Does not look good.
That's bad. When Butch Jones says that it's an extended amount of time.
That means it's a bad injury. Yeah. Because here's the deal. The middle linebacker has no chance of playing next week. He's way more hurt than they're letting on.
They need Foreman and Martin back.
I'm gonna say this to you, and I mean this, Greg. I'm gonna take them 1 week at a time until this team loses. I don't want to even acknowledge they're losing to Florida. Do I think this team has secret plays? Hell to the no. This team is what they are, and the truth is, Josh Dobbs has to run around for Josh Dobbs to be successful at this level, Greg. And we saw it today. They tried to let him play that game without running around like they did against App State. And the truth is, people get mad at this, he's not capable of doing that at this level. Russell, is it fair to say that he's not capable of just sitting? He missed Malone wide open in the flat twice. Wide on that one deep ball, he has him. Talking 40 yards open. But the one drag where he runs across the little slant there, where he just comes across totally unencumbered. You have got to, Greg. You have got to make that throw. Do you feel me?
I feel you. I was upset about that as well. Wide open.
Got to hit it.
That's who he is, though. I mean, that's not going to change at this point. This is the middle of his senior year.
Yes,
he's not going to. What is Fulmer's line? You're not going to sprinkle some magic dust on him and turn him into an accurate passer. If you're going to mention the overthrows, though, he had some drops, too. I mean,
absolutely.
He hits Woof right in the face on the first play of the game.
Absolutely.
And the interception
touchdown.
Is not his fault.
No.
He hits Preston Williams right in the face, and
no
the ball
question.
Bounces up, and it gets picked off.
No question. But he has to run around, though, especially when we get – especially in light of the offensive line play, he's got to run around.
That, and when you have a quarterback who you know isn't a super accurate guy, which is Tennessee's situation right now, when he is on the money, you have to freaking catch it. You can't have any drops.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have had that interception if the guy would have caught it. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
They don't throw anything quick. Everything, he's in the shotgun. I think, just like you guys said earlier, he needs to get under center. Every so often, you'll see him, you know, walking behind the line, barking out the signals. He needs to do that and jump under the center real quick.
Yep.
And do a quick snap.
Yep.
Throw off defense like crazy.
I'll give him some credit today. They took some deep shots. Keep doing that. Keep throwing the ball downfield. And Ohio showed you this when they did it. Throw the ball up. Let your big wide receiver go and get it. Hey, the Smith kid from Ohio can flat play now. He can flat, and that Reed's another big target. And they throw a couple balls, Dobbsy, up to Smith, and Smith is a nice player at wide receiver. He had 156 yards of receiving today.
They got some nice players. I mean,
they're not garbage.
Yeah, it's a decent team. They won at Kansas last week, which is a dumpster fire, but still a Power 5 conference.
Sure.
School. I mean, this is just one of those games. It's like Florida and UMass. It's like Tennessee and Appy State. College football is morphing into the NFL. It's a week-to-week sport. Anything can happen. Unless you're Alabama and Ohio State, you got to just be content to get wins and survive in advance.
It is wacky. It is it is wacky.
You know, guys, I'll let you go. But, you know, college football, I said earlier on Twitter today, while watching this game and watching North Dakota State beat Iowa, parity is here, the best it's ever been that I've ever seen. And you've got these guys that are ranking these teams. You know, Iowa was 13th. Florida State barely got by, who was it a few weeks ago? And then they get trounced today. They had them number two. It's overrated because of their reputations, and that needs to end, but parity is here, and we all got to deal with it.
Thank you. And I think right now, Tennessee's an overrated football team, really, if you think about it. I mean, the Vols started the year in the top 10. Tennessee does not look like a top 10 football team in America right now. I mean, they just don't. And that's not...
I feel like they're accurately
ranked. You still have the schedule in front of you.
Number
15 right now? Yeah, that's about right.
About where they should be.
Which means they're a coin flip. Like, if they were to play a Miami right now, it's a coin flip kind of game. Wisconsin today holds on, beats Georgia State, dubs 23-17. You just don't know. Yeah. Look, there can't be two football players on Georgia State's team that could crack Wisconsin's top. They're too deep. There couldn't be.
Well, Tennessee's just got to figure a way to smoke and mirrors it enough next week to be competent. I mean,
and they can do it.
You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to give Dobbs a little bit of time back there? Because Florida has got to be licking their chops against this offensive line. You've got to smoke and mirrors. You've got to chip guys with your running backs. You got to use your tight end and blocking. You just got to – I mean, this is where you earn that $4 million paycheck. Come up with a game plan. Grind out 24, 25 points and see if you can hold them to just a few less.
Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us today on the program, love to hear from you. We got a Barney Boy call coming up here in a little bit. Stay tuned for that. If you want to get on with us, we've got the Moosehead Moose of the Game coming up. Performance Medicine, Top Performer of the Week. Let's get our next call in and let's welcome, who's next? I don't even know. We don't know who's next. We take them as they come. Well, it's like every day in life. Let's welcome our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, it's Husker Chad, Tony.
Hey, Chad, great to talk to you, man.
Hey, just a quick, I mean, you're looking at Butch Jones, who has superior talent, probably not the best coach in the world. If you take Frank Solich and put him with Tennessee's talent, they walk through the East.
I mean, that's easy to say. I don't know that. That's easy to say. I don't know. I'll tell you this. I'd like to see the old Nebraska approach with number one back there. That'd have been a lot of fun to watch. And Josh Dobbs would not have been a bad quarterback in the old Nebraska approach, the old Nebraska way of doing things. But he ran out of, he lost his, what do you call it, mojo at Nebraska, didn't he?
Well, just because of a worthless athletic director tries to fire a 9-3 coach after you've won your last conference championship in the last BCS bowl game, beating Tennessee, and then went to a national title game and lost. He only had, 59-19 in 6 years, and they fired him. Yeah, that ruined our program for a while.
I would say that Nebraska lost their edge, lost their identity, lost a lot of things. Not good to go around hiring coaches that physically resemble Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. I don't think that was a real good hire for them.
No, he can recruit. He had great offense in mind, but he didn't have a defense, and you got to have a defense, bottom line.
Yes.
But Josh Dobbs needs to be lined up in an I formation, running through the tackles, because when he runs side to side, he gets snuffed out. And that's against Ohio and Appalachian State.
Yeah, you mean Hurd. Andre Ware was making that point today. He said, love that kid. He said, I don't like that run. I don't like them using him there. He needs to run between the tackles. Andre Ware was, for those of you that were at the game today, worked SEC Network, he was highly critical today of Tennessee. Highly critical. And Husker Chad, one other thing he said, watch, they're going to do this down here. He said, they're going to get in the I formation, or no, they're going to get in the shotgun here right on the goal line. He said, and I'm here to tell you, it's stupid. And you know what? Good for you, Andre Ware. Tell the truth. It's stupid. It makes no sense to do that.
Tennessee's going to be fine, and they should win. They do have the talent. They should win, but Dobbs is just going to have to run on his instincts and go and run the ball. You know, that's just the bottom line. Tennessee's got the ability. I hope they just unleash it. next week on Florida.
You think it's coming? I think it's coming. I feel it. The geophysical year of the volunteer is here, brother. Next
hey,
week.
It's those seasons. You have these, and you know, Appalachian State and Ohio is not, I mean, joke pushover teams.
No,
I mean, they're decent.
No, they're not. And look, I didn't think today was pretty, and I don't think it's really quote unquote acceptable to look like that. But you know what? At least we're not Michigan right now, who's losing 28-7 to Colorado. So the irony is Colorado, who almost hired Butch Jones, is going to have their signature victory before Butch Jones gets his at Tennessee. Because going into the big house, I'm here to tell you, at the scene of the crime in 94, is a signature win for them. Would you agree with that, Dubsy? Them going to Michigan today and blowing them out is a signature win.
For Colorado?
Yes.
I guess so. I mean, who's the coach at Colorado? I don't
know.
Who
knows?
What's happening there? I mean, that's a program that's
I'm not Phil Steele. I'm not worried about that. They're invincible.
I mean, it's a good win for the program, but...
Who is it?
Oh, yeah, it's Mike McIntyre.
Oh, Mike McIntyre, of course. I couldn't have... That guy looks like he should be selling cars somewhere in West Knoxville. No offense to car salesmen. Chad, thank you. I love your wife. She's the best.
Well, you have a great day, Tony. Thank you.
And you're a Husker sheep. Let's go back to our phones, but he called the shot... He's more confident than some of the Tennessee people that are calling the show right now. I don't sense a lot of confidence here. Let's get back to our phones and we'll get our next call in, 865-200-5402. On your smart way, Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction, the place where we talk about it, heart to heart here like real fans. Hello and welcome in.
What do you say?
What's going on? Welcome in.
Well, I'm a long-time caller, first-time listener.
Thank you. It's a real honor.
Well, it is what it is.
Yes, sir.
I may have a few in me right now. I'll be honest with you.
It's okay. Have a few. And go for it, man.
Well, I mean, you know, we're watching Butch Jones. The guy's Bush League. He's Bush League.
Are you getting ready to downsize the Vols? Dubsy, it sounds like he's downsizing
fans. How fans are just punishing Butch Jones after a win. Can you imagine what's going to happen if they lose next week? How bad it's going to be for him?
They're losing next week. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you they are going to lose next week.
Did you call him Butch?
It's going to be a 12-9 game.
Did you call him Butch League?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. You said the term.
Butch League.
You said Butch League.
Butch League.
Okay.
Like the bad beer, Bush Light.
Okay, Butch League.
He's horrible.
No, he's 3. He's 3-0.
Do what?
He's 3-0. How can he be horrible?
I don't even know he can give a gentleman C to a woman.
What? What are you talking?
He's
you
got
have
three
been
children.
Drinking. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, I mean, can Butch Jones do a gentleman's feat?
What does that mean, Russ? I've never even heard that.
No, dude, you gotta ask Maury. Maury Hanks what that means.
Maury Hanks wants his name evoked in this phone call.
Maury Hanks knows what a gentleman's feat is.
And we have a leader for drunkest caller of the fifth quarter.
Thank you! Tennessee's 3-0. But we do like drunk callers, especially at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Speaking of which, Jerry Colquitt will be by here in a little bit to lend his ear to the festivities. Let's get our next call in, and we'll check some scores. I'm losing my concentration here. Hello, and welcome into our next caller.
Boss man, Dubsy, how are we doing this afternoon?
Hey, welcome in, brother. How you doing?
Long time no talk. Hey, McIntyre at Colorado is a Brewer Academy guy.
There you go.
His dad was the coach of Vanderbilt back in the late 70s.
That's George McIntyre's son?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he's a heck of a ball coach. He's been all over the place. I'm sure if you Google him, you look it up. He's been from one
San
coach
Jose
to
State
he's
or something like
doing
that.
A pretty good job.
Yeah, he was at San Jose State. That's right. Sure was.
All right. Two things I was paying close attention to today in the game, and I'm trying to be objective here, by the way. Because 3-0 is 3-0, and if you're a Tennessee fan, the reason you're frustrated right now, guys, is because of the effort and the intensity that we have or have not seen in the first three games, and we know what's coming up 6 days from now. But here's the two things I paid the most attention to today offensively. Number one is if you look at the play calling itself in the first half, with the exception of the third down screen pass to Kamara, which, by the way, is coaching malpractice if we do that again in the next 3 weeks, because every defense is looking for that.